SBI Media, kind of a historic place and theme, the corner where the feed store is. We've got Nolan and Kayleen Simpson with us, and they're gradually selling out after many years. I could say multiple generations, because Nolan, you grew up here with your brothers, and then you got the next generation raised here. Your grandkids made memories here. Where do we start about this this home here on the Thane Corner and the feed store? This has been a hard move for you, no doubt.
It has been a hard move, hard decision to make. Dad bought the business in 1962, and we moved to town. My brothers and I were all in the 8 to 10 range. So we had our whole lifetime growing up here at the store, making deliveries. And
I'm talking about making deliveries. You were mixing school, sports, and all that, and you'd come home and there would be chores for you to do.
That's true.
You tell us what you did after school, in addition to all summer long.
You know, our main job was, when we were kids coming home, was to, everybody had a dairy cow, every farmer, and so we would process the grain here and then load it on the trucks, and we would deliver that after school out to all the different dairies that to keep their farm animals all fed.
Did you work as soon as you could stand up and hold a shovel or a rake or anything else? Did you just work?
I can remember at 8 years old coming home and trying to lift those bags that were heavier than I was. So yeah, that's been a constant thing. And what amazes me now is the way we did things back then versus now. We never had a forklift. We did, all the augers were all little 4-inch augers instead of the big augers we have now. Everything was old school, and I can't believe we worked that hard. I can't believe I can still work as hard as I work.
Where you grew up here, you went away for a while, but what brought you back home?
Well, after I got out of a year of college, I came back and I wanted to get into the lumber business, and I applied in Jackson, and I applied up here to the sawmill up here, and nobody was hiring, and Dad says, well, why don't you come back and help me at the store? And so I did. I came back here and just made him a little lighter of what he did. He liked to be a salesman, so he would go out and sell, and me and Lyle Jenkins would run the store for him, and then I would make all the deliveries for him and go pick up, do all of his truck driving for him.
And then you and Kayleen raised a family here, right?
We raised 6 kids here, yep.
Kayleen, what about raising those 6 children here?
They also worked hard. They helped at the feed store and the fruit stand and all around the house and the business, and so they worked hard and we played hard.
When you come back together as a family, a lot of memories?
Lots of memories.
As adults, they appreciate the life they had as children here, and no doubt more so now that they're away.
I think they do, yeah.
Talk about those memories. Either one of you share some experiences raising a family on this corner in Thane, the feed store, and working with the producers and everything, the farmers throughout the valley. Any memories in there that stand out for you as a family, raising your own? I know you had great memories with your brother. Worked with Evan in the state legislature. He shared a lot of those memories on our road trips, but what about raising your own family?
You know, raising the boys, why, they were expected to come out and work same as me, but after that work was done, we always played hard. So when you work hard and play hard, things are always seems to be a better life as you go along. You've got to have that play in there, and we spent a lot of hours at the lake. We spent a lot of hours up Grays River camping. It was nothing for us to take off on a Friday afternoon and run up at the head of Grays River and camp for the day and come home Saturday night and get ready to go to church the next day. But there's a lot of memories in that.
Doing all this, you're one of our valley's long bishops. You mixed it all up. You still had time for church service and service for others, yet you still ran a business too and raised a good family.
You know, I have a really good hired man. Dad hired him when he graduated from school and came back off his mission. Why, he worked for us in the summer, and then he would go to school in the winter. And then finally, when he got done with his schooling, then Dad just kept him on, and he stayed on with us ever since then. He's been the best hired man I could ever hope
for. And he is?
Tad Jenkins.
Very good. Well, here we are at a transitional time in life. We're visiting with Nolan and Kayleen Simpson. What happens now with your life? You move into another chapter. Kayleen, nodding to you.
We're not really sure. We'd like to serve a mission, and we just like to do new fun things and to enjoy our children and our grandchildren a little more.
Talk about what you did with your family. It's probably priceless. Well, that was a lot of work here. Priceless to raise a family here, the experiences you had?
Yeah, it's absolutely priceless. You know, when we first started, we knew we weren't going to be rich. We wasn't in it for the money end of it. We were in it for the enjoyment of it all. And this business has provided that. It provided us with work. It provided us with plenty of play time. And it's just been an ideal situation for us for a long time.
Nolan and Keeling Simpson closing out the feed store in Thane after how many years altogether?
61 years.
Dan Doxeter, SVI Media.